Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. This hopefully is launching right on Thanksgiving Day. Here in the United States, we celebrate that typically the third or fourth Thursday in November. And again, it's a day of just being able to be grateful for all that you have. And I think as business owners, as entrepreneurs, wherever you are around the world, I know Thanksgiving Day is celebrated in other countries. I know Canada and Japan, the Caribbean Islands, Liberia and Germany and other countries all have their own types of days of Thanksgiving. I think the most important part is that wherever you are, whatever country you live in that you might be listening to this, is that you take a time to just reflect and be grateful for all that you've been blessed with. I think there are so many times where we, as business owners, we go through the struggle and the fight and just trying to make things happen that we kind of forget to really sit back and to be grateful for all the things that have happened. I was in church on Sunday, and one of my favorite hymns was being sung. It's a song called Because I Have Been Given Much. I'm going to read you the lyrics here, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what we try to do, and more importantly, what you should be doing, or can be doing, or have the opportunity to do. So the lyrics were written by Grace Noel Crowell in 1936. It says, because I have been given much, I too must give. Because of thy great bounty, Lord, each day I live. I shall divide my gifts from thee with every brother that I see who has the need of help from me. Because I have been sheltered, fed by thy good care, I cannot see another's lack and I not share. My glowing fire, my loaf of bread, my roof safe shelter overhead, that he too may be comforted. Because I have been blessed by thy great love, dear Lord, I'll share thy love again according to thy word. I shall give love to those in need. I'll show that love by word and deed. Thus shall my thanks be thanks indeed. And I think these days, there's such an entitlement at times. And there's so many people who get so frustrated feeling like, gosh, everyone else has so much better than I do, and things aren't going the way I want. And we get all consumed in wanting more, that frequently we don't take the time to actually give gratitude for those things that we have. And I can tell you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, for having been at this fight for 20 plus years now, that the times when I'm down or frustrated and things aren't working, those are the times where I need to give and express a ton more gratitude. And whatever your religious, spiritual beliefs are, it doesn't matter. I think you need to just take time to write in a journal or to think or to meditate or to give praise or thank others for all that you have. You don't go through this journey alone. There's just no way that you've been able to get to where you're at totally by yourself. That just doesn't happen these days. And I remember one of the times I was talking to my kids the other day. For some reason, I'm starting to reflect a lot more on the business journey that I've been going through. And my son Chandler was talking about Alex Hormozi and some of the things that he'd gone through. And one of the things that he was talking about was just the struggle and the battle. And yet at the same time, realizing if it wasn't for that struggle and that battle, it never would have taught him the lessons that he needed to get to where he was right now. And for me, I feel that exact same way. There was a time where I literally felt like the whole world was caving in around me. There, I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I couldn't deal with it. I was so, so angry and so frustrated. I remember at the time my wife had been falling asleep, and I was so emotionally just spent. I'd given everything I could give to everybody I knew, and I literally I was done. I was just so frustrated. And there was above our house, there was this wide open roaming fields and things that ran through the hill country. And I got in my car and I remember just going as fast as I could. It was a convertible at the time, I had the top down and music blaring, just yelling. And at the time I was just angry at God. I was frustrated. I was like, this just doesn't make any sense. It's not fair. I've done everything I'm supposed to do and things are not working. And I remember just going as fast as I could through corners I shouldn't have been taking that. And I ended up losing control of the car twice. Why it took twice to shake me out of it, it was just a little bit, I was that frustrated. The first time, I remember spinning the car and I ended on the side of the road. And I'm like, I don't even care. I don't even care. I just kept going. I was so angry. And I remember after the second time, I ended up spinning the car and I ended up on an embankment. And at that point, where it finally shook me enough to go, okay, you're being stupid here. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I remember getting back as I slowly drive home and climbed back in bed. My wife was asleep. And I just sat there and just wept. I was just frustrated. I was like, come on, man. I'm doing everything I can. It's still not working. And I remember just the thought came to my mind as far as you need to start expressing more gratitude. And I was angry. I'm like, gratitude? Are you kidding me? Things aren't going well. The last thing I wanted to do is express gratitude. But I remember I ended up basically going on a 30-day gratitude, basically note-taking, where I grabbed a journal and every day I wrote for 30 days what I was grateful for. And more importantly than just wrote, I remember Tony Robbins years ago teaching me that you had to feel it. Just writing it wasn't enough. So I remember I would go outside by myself and our patio there, and I would just write. And I would make sure that I didn't repeat the same thing at all during those 30 days. But more importantly, that I really felt how grateful I was for whatever I wrote down. At times, you know, I wrote down my family, and I wrote down my wife, and I wrote down my kids. And after you start by getting to the, you know, day 10, day 15, you kind of go through the normal things you're grateful for. And I remember struggling going, am I really grateful for anything else? And it was at that point where I started reflecting on the trials that I'd gone through and what I'd learned through them and the spiritual fortitude that it had given me, but also the skill sets that I gained. And yeah, I definitely wasn't where I wanted to be at that time, but I knew what I'd gone through had prepared me to get to where I needed to go next. And it didn't, I wish I could say at the end of 30 days, it just happened. It didn't. In fact, it took me about another 18 months to dig out of the hole I got myself into. But I remember it was the progression. And I remember the importance of gratitude and feeling grateful on a much more frequent basis. And it's now one of the things that I take a ton of time on a regular basis, whether it's through meditation, through prayer, through journal writing, whatever it is for me at that time. And for me, it's different times. Sundays tend to be more of a day of reflection, but I'm really looking forward to this Thanksgiving. This has been a crazy ride, a crazy year, and yet I'm so grateful to be able to have my family around me. I'm grateful to have the partners that I have in business. I'm grateful for literally the trials and the stress and the frustration that has helped me create who I am, who I've become, and who I am becoming. And so I know how frustrating this business journey is, this entrepreneurship, this idea of, gosh, I cannot get a hold of it at times. But you get this little light at the end, and all of a sudden you think it's going to be a train, and actually it's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's like, I can breathe. And you get the chance, it's kind of like climbing a mountain. You get over that first mountain, you think you're there, and then you see another hill, and you're like, you know what? I came this far. I know I can keep going. And I think that for me, that it's one of the things I'm most grateful for is opportunity and just the hope of another day, the hope of another opportunity that might be out there. So I just want you to just know that wherever you're at, realize there is an opportunity. There's something you're going for through a reason. And this journey, this trial, this frustration you might be experiencing, it has a purpose. And if you're flying on top of the world right now and things are going amazing, awesome. Just take time to be grateful. Be grateful for all that you have. And more importantly, make sure that you are willing to basically reach your hand down and bring others up. Because I know at times there's a lot of times where you feel like you've been kicked and you're on the ground and you're just hoping that someone reaches a hand down just so you can grab onto that. I want you to know that it's worth it. And as I look over the course of this last year and all that's happened, where I've come personally, where we've come as a business, where we've come as a family, man, it's been a bumpy roads at times, but I'm so appreciative and so grateful for my family and for my Father in heaven and for my faith and for my belief and for my friends and my partners. And it's interesting as you start kind of going through, at least for me, you start going through this list of gratitude. It's not the bank account. It's not the cars. It's not the boats. It's not the houses. It's not the things. It's the people. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Take time to be grateful for all that you have, even if, and especially if you feel like things aren't going the way you want. Have an awesome day. See you.